Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from Cedar City, Utah. And I am sitting right now in the sitting parlor of the Iron Gate Inn, bed and breakfast here right in the middle of Cedar City, Utah. I have been having a wonderful time. I have been here since Thursday, and I feel like I'm home. This town has such a friendly atmosphere. You feel like you're in someone's backyard, and it's a small town, per se, of only 28,000, but it has this large city feel to it. They have everything here from history to modern, you name it. They have it to the national monuments around us, of course, Zion and Bryce Canyon. And, of course, right here, only 21 miles away, is Cedar Breaks National Monument. So everything within a close proximity. A lovely, lovely destination. As I said in the first hour, Cedar City is in Utah. It is in Iron Country. It is 250 miles south of Salt Lake City. And all of this is on Interstate 15. This is what makes it so easy, too. It's just right off the freeway. We're 180 miles north of Las Vegas and 50 miles north from St. George, Utah. So it's a perfect stop for any occasion, not only the Shakespeare Festival, not only to go to Zion or Bryce Canyon. It's a wonderful destination for the family, for the honeymooners, for just a solo trip on your own, just to get away and be surrounded by fantastic, gorgeous mountains, beautiful scenery. I mean, just beautiful scenery, fantastic weather, and they even have a little winter weather here as well. Well, we'll talk about that later on in the show. Now, while here, I am against, like I said earlier, staying at the Iron Gate Inn Bed and Breakfast. It is a lovely Victorian home, huge. It's a huge home on a beautiful grounds with flowers and just trees, fruit trees, just gorgeous. But the Iron Gate Inn is a lovely Victorian home with a modern spin on it as well. It has all the conveniences you would want, not inconveniences, all the conveniences you would want, Wi-Fi. Lovely rooms. You can be by yourself or you can be with the guests. Just beautiful. So go to their website, theirongateinn.com. Check it out right now and you'll see what I'm talking about. The location is fantastic, right in the middle of town. And from this location, from the Iron Gate Inn Bed and Breakfast, I have played golf at the Cedar Ridge Golf Course. Had a great time. Had John Evans, the professional over there, on the air yesterday on Golf is a Four-Letter Word. Just such a fun person. A beautiful golf course. $22 for 18 holes. Yes, $22 for 18 holes of golf, and that includes a cart. Yes, your jaw's dropped. Just push it closed because that's what it is. Beautiful golf course. I mean, I had a lot of fun. Very playable, but yet very challenging, depending, of course, like anywhere else, how you hit it. I went to the Frontier Museum. It talks a lot about the history here in Cedar City, and the history does go way back. This is a pioneer town, settled by the pioneers back in the 1800s. So lots of history here. I've been to the Veterans Memorial Monument. They have the shopping. They have the lovely Main Street. You know, we think of towns like this, we always think of Main Street. And yes, they have one here that's, of course, dotted with all the individual shops, not the big box stores. You don't see that here. Really a lovely community. It has a little bit of everything. It does have your Starbucks and your coffee shop. So you go from history to modern, all right here in Cedar City. I have been over to the Shakespeare Festival, which is known worldwide. I mean, I have seen cars in the area from all over the United States. And of course, I've talked to visitors from countries around the world. The Shakespeare Festival is huge. We will be talking about that in just a little bit. And we might have one of the actors on. We're going to wait and see. So we have that. And we also have Cedar Breaks National Monument. Cedar City is the gateway to several national monuments. But if you are having such a great time here in the community of Cedar City itself, you might not want to make the couple-hour trek to one of the other national monuments. You just might want to stay right here in Cedar City and visit what they have nearby, which is a lot. And we're going to have a ranger on with us, one of the park rangers with us, and I can't wait for that as well because there's so many places of interest that I have missed just because I don't have time to go to them all. And when I was at Cedar Breaks yesterday, I met some delightful, delightful people there. And I will give a shout out to Jaden. Yeah, he's probably pretty excited right about now, a little bit later, but that was at Cedar Break. So I've been having a great time, and I've also managed to toss in a tiny bit of relaxing, just a little bit, because I've been on the move doing a lot of things. Yesterday I sat out in the garden area here at the Iron Gate Inn and just relaxed, listened to the birds and the little waterfall, and just the breeze was going through. It was just lovely, and I was just sitting there relaxing, had the phone off. It was nice to do. Right now I'm in the sitting parlor of the Iron Gate Inn, and I'm looking on the wall, and there's a big sign that says welcome, and it has the name of the guests that are checking in today. I looked up, and sure enough, my name was on there on Thursday when I checked in. So that's a nice warm feeling when you walk in and you see your name right there. First names, I like that too, not first and last, but first name, like your home. So very, very nice. Of course, as I said earlier, Cedar City was founded in 1851. The settlers came in. The name Cedar City is because they thought a lot of these trees were cedar trees, but in fact, they were really juniper trees. So instead of it being Juniper City, I guess they liked the name Cedar better. So they went with Cedar City, and I think later on found out there was more juniper trees. But, you know, you always have to have, in historic towns like this, there are more stories than you can even begin to tell, because it starts back in time, and, of course, all the things happening today and now with the summer concerts. There's so many events going on. It is a university city. They have the university here, so they have a nice mix of the younger generation and the older generation. I met a family on the golf course the other day. They have lived here all their life, second generation, all their life here in Cedar City. And my question was, you know, have you wanted to move? And they looked at me. They frankly just looked at me and thought, well, we hadn't even considered that, was basically what they said, and because they just love it here so much. So I found Cedar City not to be a place that you, if you're thinking it's just a little community, I'll stop and spend a night there and off I'll go, and it's just about the Shakespeare Festival. You are way, way wrong. Cedar City, Utah has easily a week's worth of things that you could be doing on a vacation if you want to do them, or you can relax and kick back and do nothing. It's really up to you, really what you want to do when you're up here in Cedar City, Utah. So a lot going on. The drive took me about 6 hours or so because I did stop along the way. That's something I normally do. As I mentioned earlier in the first hour, I tend to pick really nice rest stops. I like to stop and just see what the map says, talk to a few of the people there. So I did stop, but it's an easy drive. You get on that 15, and it's a straight shot all the way through. So, and you're going to pass through some beautiful, beautiful country on the way up here to Cedar City. So before you get to St. George, you go through a mountain, a canyon pass, spectacular. I mean, it just, I pulled over. I found a spot. There was one little exit somewhere. I pulled over and took some photographs because the sun was shining on the side of these beautiful red high cliff mountain ranges. I mean, it just looks like cliffs more than mountains. And I took some photographs. So spectacular scenery all the way into Cedar City. So make sure you bring the comfortable clothes and shoes and a camera. And, of course, bring your electronics. They take care of all that here at the Iron Gate Inn. But bring a mindset that you just want to have a nice vacation, not the hustle bustle crazy thing. You want to be part of this community, kick back, visit the museums and the Shakespeare Festival and the nearby sites. And we're going to cover all those coming up right here on Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio 1200 AM. When we come back, our first guest, Nikki Allen, joins us, and we'll be talking about the Utah Shakespeare Festival, which is, like I say, known worldwide. People come from all over, founded in 1961. All right, we'll be right back. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise.
The business news leader is Money Radio 1200.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The ARP Auto Insurance Program from Hartford is now available through Desert Empire Insurance in the Coachella Valley since 1925. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members at Desert Empire Insurance at 760-360-4700. That's 760-360-4700. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com. Finally, there's a dry cleaners in town that can take care of all of my garment needs, from my heavily beaded ball gowns to my sexy lingerie. Country Club Cleaners now offers the latest in technology with their new organic dry cleaning system. This environmentally safe, non-toxic, odorless hydrocarbon system is on site at Country Club Cleaners, so your clothes never leave the premises. Alterations and repairs are available also. Country Club Cleaners is located in the new Bristol Farm Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club and Monterey in Palm Desert. 341-2129. See you there. Security is more than a posted sign or a locked door, and definitely different for everyone. Let Command One Security design a security system for your home or business that meets your specific needs. Family owned and operated in the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security, call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at command1.com.
Need an affordable and luxurious town car, limousine, or coach? Call Classy Transportation. Looking for airport service, outlet and festival shuttles, celebrity home tours, and more? Then call Classy Transportation. With 17 years of transportation experience, local owners and operators, Robin and Kevin Burns want you to have fun the classy way. For more information or to reserve your ride, call 760-325-5900 or visit us on the web at classywithanitransportation.com.
What news is affecting the markets here and abroad? Find out by staying with us 24 hours a day. We're the station that can fatten your wallet. Money Radio 1200.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Cedar City, Utah, and I am sitting in the parlor area of the Iron Gate Inn Bed and Breakfast. Now, the Shakespeare Festival. This festival is known worldwide. When I mentioned that I was going to be up here in Cedar City, which I started telling people about it a couple months ago, the first word out of a lot of people's mouth was Shakespeare. And the second word was festival. So two words out of their mouth. Now, the funny part is that a lot of people knew about it, have never been. And, of course, they're the ones that that come every year. And then the ones that have only been once and saying they're going to go back. So this festival really is an amazing festival. It was founded in 1961. Its first season was in 1962. It is one of the oldest and largest Shakespearean festivals in North America. And it all happens right here in Cedar City, Utah. Now it says here in 1962 the festival attracted 3,200 visitors, a little bit more than that. Today, the audience is nearly 120,000 people, and it said approximately 85% of the audience members drive more than 75 miles one way to attend this festival. So that tells you a lot right there that they're going to, and people, like I say, are coming from all over the world. I've talked to a lot of Europeans, just so many different people that are attending this festival. With us right now, we have Nikki Allen, who is representing the festival.
Thank you for having us.
Hi, Nikki. Hi. And we also have Kim Mellon, who is one of the actors.
Hello.
Hello. So welcome to both of you. Now, first of all, Nikki, tell us, what is the Shakespeare Festival?
Oh, man, to just cram it all in
nutshell.
There. In a nutshell. Well, the Shakespeare Festival, like you said, started in 1961, so we're on our 51st season this year. We have six plays in rotating rep, so a different play each day and night that rotate within each other from June through October. And then, I mean, it's just a whole experience. You can come and get an orientation before the show, so kind of that history lesson about Titus Andronicus or Mary Stuart, what the show's about before you go and see it. And then after, the next morning, you can go to a literary seminar. You can chat with, you know, other peers and a seminar leader about what you just saw. There's backstage tours. There's education classes. There's seminars with props and costumes. So you can really get a whole experience regarding Shakespeare and contemporary works. We really try and make, like you said, the drive. People drive in over 70 miles to come and see something, so we want to give them a whole weekend, a whole day, instead of just coming and seeing a show. We really try and pack it all in for those theater enthusiasts.
Well, I have to say, I was blown away. Most festivals we think of last a week, really, or a couple days.
Right.
And that's a festival. That's the length of a festival in our mind. This festival started June 21st and goes until October 20th?
Right, yes.
That is a long time.
And yeah, right, and Kim can certainly speak to the length of that contract, and you're working on the same show for 4 months, so you really got to love what you're doing.
So, so Kim Mellon, who's a professional actor, you are in the production here. Now tell us, first of all, when do you know what your part is going to be?
Well, they're trying more and more to move the casting deadlines up, but this year we knew by December, January.
And how
That's
long?
Fairly normal.
How long do you have time to practice and learn your part and get? I mean, do you live in the area?
No, right now I live sort of in the North Orem, Utah area, about 3 hours north of here. For the rest of the year, well, they try to send you the scripts as soon as the directors have them solidified. So that might be as soon as the contract is offered, or it might be. You might not get it until you get here.
So the actors are professional actors.
Yes.
They're not just volunteers who
no.
volunteered to do. These are all professional actors
up
there.
No, this is the hotspot. I mean, they go to New York and Chicago and L.A. for auditions. Every professional actor I know would give their eye teeth to work here.
Now, what production are you in?
I play Madame Thénardier in Les Miserables, and then I'm Mistress Quickly in Merry Wives, and coming up I'll be Gertrude in Hamlet.
And how long does each of these productions last during the festival?
We have about 6 weeks of rehearsal, but that to keep in mind that you're rehearsing three shows at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So that
and all
sounds
three,
like a lot of time.
And all three shows are running at the same time? Or
we opened all six shows this year and three green shows in a three-day period, which
wow.
is insane. Yeah. I don't know of any other professional company that would even attempt such a feat, but we pulled it off.
Well, and not only do you have that, and Nikki, we'll go back to you on this one, but you have the people, you have the paid events. You also have events out there where it's like a pre-show that people can actually just wander over and see if if the Shakespeare, they might not even be sure that the Shakespeare Festival is for them. So you give them a taste and then you hook them right there.
Right.
But tell us about the Green Show.
The Green Show is a lot of fun this year. Like Kim said, we have three new green shows that there's a lot of song and dance and merriment. And it's really to get people in the spirit of the Shakespeare Festival, and a lot of local people we just encourage to come and
families,
yeah, to bring, you know, a picnic dinner and sit on the green, watch the show for half an hour. And even if they don't buy tickets that night, maybe they will later on. But yeah, it's really to give people kind of that taste, that, you know, sampling of what else they could be getting. It's a ton of fun though too.
And the shows are every night?
We run Monday through Saturday,
oh.
so we have Sundays off.
Kim, you get the day off.
Yeah. But it's set up so that you could come for 3 days and you can see all six shows. That's how the itinerary is planned.
And if I'm right, because I was tooling around there yesterday and looking at the grounds, you have the outside theater.
Yes.
Right, and then the shows that you are in are inside in a hall. Is that correct?
I'm half and half this summer.
Oh, you're half
so
and
I
half.
I have one in the outdoor Shakespeare Theater, which mm-hmm. is modeled after the Globe. Mm-hmm. And in general, that's where we do our three summer Shakespeares. And then the indoor are things that require more intense lighting, production values. The musicals are always inside there, and some of the contemporary scripts.
And how long, Kim, have you been part of the Shakespeare Festival?
This is my third season.
Third season. Uh-huh. So you're hooked.
I'm hooked. Yeah, yeah. If they pay me, especially, I'm hooked.
And that's like, I mean, and a lot of people, like, they wonder about the volunteers. And folks, you can go to the website. It's bard.org, and everything is there on the website for you. Now, you have guests that come from all over the world, Nikki, and of course they want to have tickets in hand because this is such a popular, even though it runs a long time. I mean, tell us about buying the tickets.
Oh, but it's a really simple process. You can go online at, like you said, bard.org. I almost said .com. bard.org, or you can call the ticket hotline, which is 1-800-PLAY-TIX. And you're right, tickets are selling very quickly, especially for Les Miserables, which is our hit musical. They're pretty much sold out until September. Mm-hmm. But yes, please call or go to the website. We'd love to have you. We have tickets for all of the other shows. We're playing Mary Stuart, Titus Andronicus, The Merry Wives of Windsor. We also have To Kill a Mockingbird, which is just a beautiful show on the indoor stage, Scapan, and then Les Miserables, like I was saying.
How far in advance, as soon as you're done with one festival, are the producers already planning the next one? Is there any downtime for this event?
No. I mean, we always say there's an off season, but there's not. They've already announced the 2013 season. They're in the works for the 2014 season. We try and stay ahead of the game as much as possible. They're already talking about directors for next year. They're going to start going on casting trips.
Yeah. In October. And the tickets I see run from range between $22 to $71, depending on the day, the seat, and the theater.
Right, correct.
And all this can be purchased through the website, which is bard.org. Now, as far as performing, you're professionals, but you also need backup help with volunteers. Do volunteers have any part of the production at all?
Oh, yeah. I'd say they're, I don't know, Nikki, a third to two-thirds of what's happening, depending on the event. We have an amazing, they call it the Guild of the Utah Shakespeare Festival, and that's entirely volunteer, and they do barbecues, luncheons, which patrons can attend and listen to the visiting actors, and they pay for lunch, and all those proceeds go towards the festival. They organize, they have a shop that when the actors show up and they don't have their coffee maker, or their microwave, or Tupperware, you can go to the Guild shop and they sell you things for like a dollar or two that you rent for the summer. They do welcoming barbecues, just all sorts of things to make not only the actors, but there's, how many people are employed here? Almost 600 for the season. For every person you see on stage, about 60 paid actors, there's probably 6, 7, or 8 people backstage that also are employed in terms of design, making the sets run, costume changes, hair, makeup, wigs, set construction, prop construction. And so all those people are also paid and housed here as well.
I mean, it really is mind-blowing because it's so organized.
Yeah,
I mean, you
no
go
idea
over there,
what goes on behind
you
the scenes.
Don't, it is so organized over there, and you have the shop. I saw people coming out of a souvenir shop to get, I saw several people walking out with their souvenirs, and I have a program right here in front of me. A lot of sponsors are involved in events like this, and you really need to have the community definitely has to work together to pull this off. And it's been, how many years did we say?
I mean, 51.
51 yeah. years, and you're stronger than ever. In fact, instead of maybe losing the interest of people thinking, well, how long can a Shakespeare Festival last? 51 years and growing and growing and growing.
Right. We just got two new great artistic directors, David Ivers and Brian Vaughn, and they keep talking about we're into our next 50 years. You know, there's no stopping. There's no resting on our laurels. It's just bigger and better every year. And what can we do to, you know, attract new audience members, get people in here from California and Arizona and Idaho and Wyoming, and, you know, also still keep that partnership with the community, because without mm-hmm. Cedar City and the citizens here, yep. we wouldn't have been able to, you know, exist for this long.
I think, and I'm not exact on these numbers, but I think almost everyone that was staying here over the weekend at the Iron Gate Inn, where I'm staying, bed and breakfast, that all of them were going at one point or another to the Shakespeare Festival.
Oh, good.
I'm pretty sure everyone
yeah.
was talking about it. And then they come home, to the inn here, and they sit and chat about it. And in the morning when they're outside having breakfast, you can really hear the big discussion starts of what mm-hmm. they saw, what they're going to see, what's happening. Really exciting. Now, the festival is award-winning. You have won awards.
Yeah, we won the Tony Award in 2000, which
That's
is
huge.
Like the Academy Award for regional theater. Yeah, we were just so honored that our peers would consider us, you know, that outstanding quality regional theater that we are. And to receive that award, you know, is pat on the back. I wasn't here then.
A definite pat it back. Well, ladies, I want to thank you so much for being with us. I really, really appreciate it. Outstanding job that you do. Congratulations to just an amazing, amazing event.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Thank you. All right. And take a break, Kim. You get today off. Yeah. All right, folks. So there you go. The Shakespeare Festival, a huge, huge part of Cedar City. Definitely a must-do when you're here, and if you want to just come up here for the Shakespeare Festival, there's a lot of visitors that do just that. All right, we're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, Daphne Sewing joins us from the Cedar Breaks. She's a Cedar Breaks Ranger, and I would love to talk about the beautiful scenery around here. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Iron Gate Inn in Cedar City, Utah, right here on Money Radio 1200.
NBC News Radio, I'm Dan Scanlon. Syria is accusing Israel of plotting the overthrow of President Bashar al-Assad, and the nation's foreign minister charges Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey are aiding and abetting the alleged Israeli plot. GOP presidential contender Mitt Romney tells an Israeli audience he will respect the right of Israel to defend itself against Iran.
My message to the people of Israel and the leaders of Iran is one and the same. We will not look away, nor will my country ever look away from our passion and commitment to Israel.
Heavy rain dampened the London Summer Games today. The women's road cycling race got drenched, and strong winds forced a delay in the equestrian events. The archery competition played through downpours at Lord's Cricket Ground. At the Olympic Park, Molly Wilson from Michigan wrapped her head in a U.S. flag to hold off the rain. The U.S. basketball team crushed France 98-71, and the defending U.S. men's volleyball team beat Serbia. This is NBC News Radio.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-495-3203. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-495-3203. That's 1-800-495-3203. 1-800-495-3203.
Join Sinclair Know weekdays at 4 p.m. with the Financial Review for his daily commentaries on the markets, along with featuring well-known and local experts in the world of finance. It's the Financial Review on Money Radio 1200.
Are you looking to get fit, but you're only in the desert for a few weeks or months? Knott's Fitness Point Health Club in Palm Springs is the place for you, with memberships designed for guests, short-term, long-term, and seniors. Why wait? Offering cardio machines, a weight room, heated pool, and more. Finally, a facility offering members a friendly, non-intimidating environment for the health of us. Fitness Point is located next to Knott's Oak City Water Park. For more info about Fitness Point, call 760-325-8155 or check out our Knott Fitness Point Facebook page. Did you know that hearing loss is the number one untreated disability in America? Helping People Hear Again is here to help by fighting financially challenged people of all ages with hearing aids absolutely free. For more information about Helping People Hear Again, how you can donate your used hearing aids and offer financial assistance, or to see if you qualify, please call 760-776-1738. That's 760-776-1738. Or visit us on the web at helpingpeoplehearagain.org. Helping People Hear Again is a registered 501c3.
Hello and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. Once again, coming to you live from Cedar City, Utah at the Iron Gate Inn. I have been just having a blast, and the rain has stopped. The sun's peeking through, so it's going to be another gorgeous day. It is seasonal here, you know. We are up in the mountain ranges. Joining us now is Daphne Savings. She is the Chief of Education at she's with the National Park Service. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I am glad to have you here. And before we go any farther, yesterday I went to Cedar Breaks National Monument, above 10,000 foot elevation. Really amazing, jaw-dropping, spectacular. And while I was there, I met a junior ranger named Jaden. He will be a forest ranger. He will be joining you one of these days. He was amazing. He had his book. He had his pencils. So I promised to say a shout-out to Jaden, who was 7, but going to be 8 in 2 months, mind you.
Great. We're always happy to have new junior rangers.
But the program that you have there, just right there, I thought the fellow that gave us the lecture was Jason Cosby. And he was telling us he is a volunteer ranger and so passionate about what just the passion, the love of what he does. I mean, that right there speaks volumes because he's talking to visitors from around the world.
It's wonderful to have Jason. This is his second season. He's actually a student at Southern Utah University right here in Cedar City. And so we have a great partnership with SUU, where we hire interns, student interns, to be part of our staff. And it's a great learning opportunity for them because they get actual work experience. They do everything that we do as park rangers. Plus, we get a valuable resource for us. We get help with our staffing. We get help with a different point of view. He's local. And he's, like you said, very passionate about what he does at Cedar Breaks.
Well, I have to say, we were up at the top overlooking the amphitheater, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. And there were several people scattered all around in that large air viewing point up there. And Jason just said, I'm going to give a lecture in 10 minutes. And people kind of went, yeah, you know how they do. They kind of oh, okay, fine. I'm sitting looking at the view. I'm taking pictures. I have to tell you, though, once he started, all the people slowly, before you knew it, he had his own little amphitheater going because he was so knowledgeable. For a volunteer, he was so knowledgeable about the area and answered questions and kind of was testing us all. I mean, he did a great job. So that's hats off to you as the chief of education on how you're training your rangers to be not to be passionate because they have the passion, but to know, to have the knowledge. Now, Cedar Breaks National Monument, what is it?
What is it? We're part of the National Park Service system. A national monument can only be created by the President of the United States. So in 1933, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt created Cedar Breaks National Monument by executive order, and it was primarily to preserve the geologic spectacle that you witnessed yesterday, that huge amphitheater, that big hole in the ground with the beautiful layers of rock and colorful sediments that are so visible. So when a monument is created, then it's managed just like a national park. Mm-hmm. National parks are created by acts of Congress. So it makes us a little different in how we're created, but not in how we're managed.
And it's the elevation, I said, is over 10,000 feet. And the amphitheater you're talking about is basically you're on a point looking at the sides of a mountain that's been created. It's hard to explain the hoodoos. We have I learned the hoodoos, and
right.
From the wind and the sand and the rain, these creations and these colors because of what is in the soil. Now, how old is the amphitheater?
You know, the story starts more than 60 million years ago.
It's amazing.
And so what you saw yesterday was a result of several different processes that Jason probably explained, and the primary ones are, first of all, deposition, the laying down of those different layers of sediment, and then uplift, because at one point that was a relatively flat area. So the area where Cedar City is now and where Cedar Breaks is now used to be at one level. But one went down a little bit and the other one went up into the sky. And then the third is erosion. And that is the process now that's creating those beautiful formations that you see. So the hoodoos that you see were, it's just a result of many, many years of water, ice wedging, and so forth, and you get those beautiful geologic formations.
Which, that's what a hoodoo is, folks, is a geological formation. And the colors, reds and coppers and oranges, and then some almost whites and yellow. The color range throughout the amphitheater is spectacular. And as the sun hits it at different angles, you almost have a different picture all day long.
Yes, and what you're seeing is almost all limestone, and so the different colors are from the varying amounts of iron in that limestone. So the more iron, the deeper the reds and oranges, the less iron, then that's when you get the yellows, and finally white means there's no iron in there.
Oh.
And then there's just that one little layer of purple that sometimes you can't see when the sun's too bright, but when it's cloudy or when it's raining or when the sun is hitting it just right, that's from manganese in the limestone. So
wow.
it presents a beautiful set of colors that change all the time depending upon the time of day.
And there is no bad spot. In fact, even one spot. And it's only 21 miles away, folks, from Cedar City. 21 miles away on a very scenic, beautiful road to even go up there. And very well marked, so you can't miss it. The view, there's one spot where you can actually see Cedar City way down through the canyons.
Exactly. And we like to think that we're kind of in the middle of the recreation action, because at 10,000 feet, people have to go by us to get to other places.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cooler up there, it's less crowded up there, and then they're on their way to places like Bryce or Zion or Bryan Head. So we're kind of in the middle of the recreation action.
Which I'm not saying don't go to the others. Certainly you want to mark them off your list, but if you're here and you just have only time to go to Cedar Breaks, then Cedar Breaks is a place you need to go to, 21 miles away, definitely. And then you can do Bryan and the other Zion a little bit later on a different trip, a good excuse to come back. Now, let's talk about camping. First of all, there's a $4 cost to go in up there to the viewing point, which is
right.
Well worth it. And kids were free.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the fellow that was manning the gate was really cute. He kept asking everybody if they were a senior. And the gals would look at him, and he said, "I'm just trying to help." It was really cute. So I walked up and said, "No, I'm not a senior." And he said, "Oh, thank you." No. But it's $4, so such a minimal fee to look at something this spectacular. But Jason said something that actually the rangers, you guys hike through these areas, these national park areas, and maybe places where the public doesn't go to actually see what is going on in that area.
That's right, and that's part of Jason's job this summer, too, is much of Cedar Breaks National Monument is a wilderness area. And so we're just trying to get a handle on how it's different than where all the visitors are. And so he's spending the summer, hiking down into the amphitheater, monitoring things like human impacts, because we do get folks that go down and take a look. Also, some of the wildlife that we have down there, as well as plants, whether we're getting any invasive species down there from the, wind blowing in seeds or whatever it might be. So that's part of his job this summer as well.
What would be the animal life down there in the amphitheater?
You know, we get that question quite often. And actually, it's pretty much everything that we have along the rim, except we do have black bears that we have sighted sign, or and in some cases we have sighted them in the amphitheater itself.
Oh, really?
So that's probably the major difference. And then plus there's probably a little bit more of those, reclusive kinds of animals like mountain lions and bobcats. Mm-hmm. And we do get those up on the rim, but we just don't see them very often.
Don't see them. Now, camping, are there campgrounds down there? I'm sure they would have to make arrangements for you to go down in the amphitheater.
Well, we don't allow any overnight camping in the National Monument, but mm-hmm. and there's only really one trail that goes down into the amphitheater, and it actually starts on Dixie National Forest land.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Rattlesnake Creek Trail. And so if someone wanted to hike down in there, they would take that trail, and they can actually make it a one-way hike starting just outside the northern border at 10,000 feet, hike 9 miles one way down to Highway 14. And if they would like to camp overnight, it's just primitive backcountry camping.
Yep.
And using that as a base camp on National Forest land, and then they can explore as they want.
But you don't really recommend it, I don't think. That's for the real avid camper.
Right. And you have to know how to read a map, and you have to know what you're doing a little bit and be very well prepared to do that.
And the compass. You
yes,
need to know
exactly.
that your compass. All right. So now, is Cedar Breaks open year-round?
We are open year-round. However, our visitor facilities close on Columbus Day. That's October 8th this year.
Mm-hmm.
The park road stays open through the monument until the biggest snows start to fly. And
oh,
then
okay.
we don't plow the road anymore. Later, as soon as enough snow accumulates, we groom it for snowmobiling. And so then all of the visitation to the park is on snowmobile, snowshoes, cross-country skis.
Ah.
We have a yurt that we open on weekends and staffed by volunteers to serve as sort of a warming hut and a way to contact visitors to let them know about our winter regulations. So although the park is open all year round, our visitor facilities are usually open from about Memorial Day to about Columbus Day, depending again on what weather is like at 10,000 feet.
That is good for us to know who do not own snowshoes, like myself. Now, events. I have a list. I have a brochure here that has, you have a lot of events up there at Cedar Breaks. You want to tell us a little bit about, besides just standing there at the viewpoint with your jaw dropping open because it's so spectacular, what happens up there?
Well, first of all, we have a daily slate of interpretive programs that we offer to the public, and it sounds like you were able to attend one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes on daily. We also are very proud to manage our dark night skies in a way that it provides a tremendous spectacle for visitors. So every Saturday night, starting in July, all the way through Labor Day, we have a star party where we invite people to come and learn about the different constellations. A ranger leads a constellation tour using a green laser to point out the different constellations and tell story about how they got their names or a little bit of the history or how other cultures have viewed those constellations. And then people enjoy viewing the deep space objects through telescopes. So that's one of the things that we're very proud to offer at Cedar Breaks. And our average attendance is about 50 people, and it always amazes me. It's like, where do these people come from, you know? So that's one of the activities that we have going on. And then to sort of mirror what Cedar City has going on, we offer festivals. We just finished a two-week wildflower festival. Our wildflowers at 10,000 feet are absolutely spectacular every year. So we offer guided walks. We offer special speakers and identification workshops. Coming up in August, we also offer a Stories of the Past festival, where we concentrate on a period of our history. Every year we focus on a different period, and this year it will be from August 16th through the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we're focusing on the history of the Utah Parks Company, the company that used to do tours along the Grand Circle, that they would go from Zion to the North Rim of the Grand Canyon to Bryce Canyon and Cedar Breaks and then back up in Cedar City. So we have a whole slate of activities related to that. And then in September, we have the Fall Nature Festival. That's for a weekend, September 29th through the 30th. We'll also celebrate Public Lands Day on that particular weekend, where we'll have volunteers with a service project for them to do.
And with us, folks, is Daphne Saving. She is the Chief of Education for the National Park Service Department. And Daphne, to wrap it up here, what would you like to say to my listeners that have never been to the Cedar Breaks National Monument?
Well, we'd really like to welcome everyone to Cedar Breaks. It's sort of a park like it used to be. It's quiet. There's a lot of solitude. You can hike a trail with only seeing a few people. It's nice and cool when it's 100 degrees in other places here in southern Utah. We have a hot day at 75 degrees. So it's a place to enjoy the peace and solitude of a national park and enjoy all the beauty and solitude that you would ever want.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's a spectacular place. All right, folks, stick around. Traveling with Francoise will be right back. We're going to wrap up our visit here in Cedar City, Utah. We'll be right back.
Your future starts here. You're listening to Money Radio 1200.
There is only one place in the valley serving all of your golf cart needs, Electric Car Distributors. Serving the golf community since 1961, come and see what's new in 2012. Offering a huge inventory of custom and pre-owned cars and the best selection of the valley club cars, Yamaha and Western Elegante. Electric Car Distributors is your one-stop shop for all of your golf cart needs. with one historic location to serve you on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage. For more info, call 760-346-5661 or visit Electric Car Distributors on the web at elec-car.com.
Hi, this is Matthew Creighton, the owner of Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage. Please join us for fresh, tantalizing dishes you've come to love or even try something new. We're open daily for lunch, dinner, and takeout, and offer a full beer and wine selection. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage is located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and Highway 111. Reservations are suggested. So please call us for more information at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565, or visit our website at mythaismile.com.
Hi, this is Mel Haber asking you to donate generously to Angel View Crippled Children's Foundation. Your tax-deductible donations of clothing and household goods help support round-the-clock services for disabled young people living in our 17 specially equipped homes. Angel View stores are located throughout the valley, so donating is easy and convenient 7 days a week. To find an Angel View location near you, just phone 322-2440. Please call today, and thank you.
The search for delicious, authentic Mexican cuisine is over at Rio Azul Mexican Bar and Grill. Located on Indian Canyon in Palm Springs, enjoy $5 margaritas during happy hour Sunday through Wednesday. On weekends, breakfast and lunch is served between 11 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. The choice is yours. Visit Rio Azul on the web at rioazulpalmsprings.com. Open daily from 5 p.m. because at Rio Azul's, Mexican cuisine is more than chips and salsa. It's a dining experience.
Oh, wow. Did you see that?
Yeah, but look over here.
Oh, beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Amaze yourself with a getaway to Arizona's Red Rock Country, Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights in a studio suite at the Bell Rock Inn for just $178. That's $100 off the retail rate. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. Experience the magic of Sedona. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires December 31st, 2012.
This is the station to lock on to hear everything you need to know about money. Yours, of course. We are Money Radio 1200.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise as we wind up our fantastic stay here at the Iron Gate Inn in Cedar City, Utah. I will be giving away a big trip with a couple nights stay here at the Iron Gate Inn. There's going to be Shakespeare Festival tickets in there. We're going to have rounds of golf in there. Lots of stuff, but we're going to sign up on the internet later on this week when I get the trip posted, and then on next Sunday we'll take those phone-in sign-ups. Just for those of you who few of you who don't have the internet, you can call in. With us once again is Bonnie Char from the Visitors Convention and Visitors Bureau. Bonnie, as we were talking, all of us during the break, everybody in the room, that a week really isn't enough here in Cedar City.
Right. You talk about all the little festivals in the historic downtown, but really my favorite part and the thing that I'm most passionate about is the outdoor recreation. We've got some fabulous outdoor recreation, from little scenic walks to hardcore hiking, rappelling, canyoneering, mountain biking. In the wintertime, we're a great four-season town. We get all four seasons in full glory.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that a moment, because sometimes people think of Utah as more of a flat land, a little bit more deserty, and maybe there are some areas. I certainly have been through some from areas on the drive up here that were basically flat land, but you get snow up here in Cedar City. You have all four seasons.
We do, and that is the beauty of it. We're considered a high desert climate, so, you know, we watch our water consumption, and we make sure we use our irrigation water and take care of water issues, but we get some snow, and that makes some great snowmobiling. And as a snowboarder myself, we have some great powder. Utah is famous for its dry snow, and they say champagne powder. It's just a very light, fluffy snow that we get. So even if you do get a snowstorm while you're here, we will get maybe 2 feet of snow the same day. Next day, we get sunny skies and melts the snow. But the high elevations, it stays up there. And so we have some great winter.
Are there actually ski slopes in the area?
We do have a ski resort called Brian Head Resort. It's about 45 minutes. As you were at Cedar Breaks, it's just maybe 10 minutes over the hill. So normally you'd just take I-15 and take the Parowan exit at exit 75 and go up to our ski resort in the wintertime. But also with fall coming up, we've been known for our amazing fall foliage. We were recognized by the Today Show for one of the great destinations to see fall colors, because you have this wonderful backdrop of these fabulous rock formations and then the crimson oaks and the golden aspens that make such a great show in the fall.
And the tree-lined streets. The streets here, right here where the Iron Gate Inn is, and we actually drove by your home as well, and your beautiful tree-lined streets. I mean, in the desert, our tree-lined streets are palm trees, and they're up kind of high. And at the beach, there are no tree-lined streets at the beach. But here in Utah, in Cedar City, you have these beautiful tree-lined streets. And you were telling me a little story about your street. Why is your street so wide?
My street is extra wide, and the story goes that when they first settled the town, and I live in the very historic part of downtown, which is known for several bed and breakfasts and within walking distance to the Shakespeare Festival and as well as the university. But they said that that street is particularly wide because they had to turn around a 20-mule team.
I love that story. And when you look at the street, is huge. It really is. And she has a big block party every year. We're all invited, folks. We'll be
Come
up there. Just
down.
Let me know. So that's the interesting part of this Cedar City, the community, is you go from all the Stagecoach, the Wells Fargo, the wagon that carried the money, and all these interesting old historic facts that you see everywhere in town, to the modern, the beautiful university, the Shakespeare Festival. I mean, that grounds is gorgeous. The grounds are just beautiful where the Shakespeare Festival is, and the university. And you have a nice mix of everything right here in this immediate area. But yet, just footsteps away, you have hiking, because you showed me a path that leads under a bridge and up through the mountains.
Right.
Bicycling, fishing. Do you have fishing?
We have some fabulous fishing places. In fact, a friend of mine who has fished all over the world, he went to a place called Yankee Meadow, which is up Parowan Canyon, kind of on the way to our ski resort, Brian Head. Mm-hmm. And he said it was the most beautiful place he had been. And I thought, that's a high compliment from a man who has fished all over the world.
Very much so. And what type, did he say what type of fish?
I know we have trout and as a non-fisherwoman myself, but I think cutthroat, and there's a whole list of different reservoirs around, and fly fishing streams, of course. Mm-hmm. But just some great outdoor recreation. Some of my favorite hikes are within the National Monument, and then just down the road, right off I-15, is the Kolob part of Zion National Park, which often gets missed, but it is one of the most easily accessed national parks, and it's a 5-mile road. But back there, there's a little hike called the Taylor Creek Hike, and it finishes at the Double Arch Alcove, which is this hollowed out grotto with colors that are so vibrant, fresh green, new growth, but this red, rusty color that we get here in the Southwest. And an arch off to the side and an overhang, just some fabulous, fabulous views.
And what about the petroglyphs?
Oh, the Parowan Gap petroglyphs. It is actually recognized on the National Historic Register of Historic Places, but it has some ancient petroglyphs that the area was used by the Native Americans anciently, and then carved into the rock faces are solar and lunar calendars that have been interpreted, and just some really special places as you go there. And still each year at summer solstice, winter solstice, and the fall equinox, there's celebrations out there, and the Native Americans will come and have special ceremonies, and the public is always welcome to attend those as well.
And once again, folks, this is Bonnie Char. She is with the Visitor Bureau here in Cedar City, and you can go to their website, ScenicSouthernUtah.com, and that will be posted on Traveling with Francoise, along with all the other links to the Shakespeare Festival, the Iron Gate Inn, and all my guests. And you can plan your whole trip online. They have a wonderful visitor center, and all the information is right there. So take a look. And And then you'll have the dilemma, what do I do? There's so much to do. What do I want to do? And bring those golf clubs as well. So you have the and of course you have great restaurants in town.
We do, some fabulous restaurants. We of course have a few of the chains, but we're particularly proud of our little mom and pops and the little places that are very unique to Cedar City.
Well, Bonnie, I can't not thank you again enough for this trip up here. It's been an eye-opening experience to me, a new area. I've never been up here before in Utah, never in Cedar City, and I've had a great time, and I really want everyone else to come up here and experience this.
Well, good. Tell your friends and come stop in the visitor center when you come and visit. We'd love to have you and your friends.
And say hi to Bonnie. Yeah. Okay, Bonnie, again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Well, I have to say a quick thank you to our segment sponsors, which they are Urchins for the Hair. You can get them online on the website, urchinswiththes.com, and Country Club Awnings in Palm Desert. We want to thank them for being segment sponsors. We didn't cover any local info today, but that's okay. We can catch up on all of it next week. Most of everything that I have missed as far as local-wise will be posted on travelingwithfrancoise.com, so you can be sure and go there. You're also going to want to go to the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com, to find the whole wrap, the editorial, all the links, everything about my stay here in Cedar City, the Iron Gate Inn, the Shakespeare Festival, the National Parks, the Visitor Center, all of it will be posted with links to directly to them as well. So you know what's going on. Next week on KESQ Channel 3 around 8:20 in the morning, I will be showing you Cedar City and some of the sites that I have seen. And also, I will have that trip to give away that includes a couple nights stay here at the Iron Gate Inn. It will include tickets to Shakespeare Festival, golf, and I'm trying to think. There's just lots of stuff. It's going to be a fun trip for one lucky winner. So I'll have all that information posted on the website as well. So I will see everybody next Saturday morning on KESQ for a look at Cedar City. I will be back on 1010 KXPS for Golf is a Four-Letter Word. At 10 o'clock, we will be back in the station. You can find us on...